Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 15 of Podcaps. You'd never thought we'd make it this far because of the fact that people don't like the podcast.
No, I just figured we'd probably just quit by now.
Yeah.
Like just us, like not even independent of the listeners, like we would just get sick of it.
Totally, and yeah. I am getting very sick of it, yeah. but here we are, and we're using the old mics. We went back to the old mics because we liked them. I liked them the whole time. I liked the old mic the whole time better.
Are you sure? Because you were talking a lot about how great the other mics were. Like I think you even named an episode after how great they were, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but we made a decision, the company made a decision to get rid of those old mics, and so this is what we have
left. It's been 2 weeks. We didn't record an episode because the caps were off last week. I still don't have any information about this corporation. Yeah. I mean, I text you every single day. I've emailed you. I've called you.
It's really actually kind of like,
I've tried to locate this WeEye guy you keep talking
about. It's kind of pathetic how much you text.
Well, I'd want to know what the hell is going on. And now we have our shitty...
It's not shitty.
Mic. Well, it's not shitty, but it's not as good as
it's the best USB mic
that you can use. Yeah, but I mean, it's not an XLR mic.
Well, because we got rid of the other mics and we decided...
Okay, but what do you mean by get rid of? Well, because we're just not using them?
Well, there was cash flow issues. We don't have a lot of listeners, as you know. We're not generating a lot of revenue. There's some cash flow issues at the corporation because some of the other
endeavors... Okay, so like when you say... Wait a minute. When you say you got rid of them, like you mean you just
We sold them. We made a decision to sell them. Yeah. Anyways, welcome to Podcaps episode number
Those aren't 15. My mics.
Sorry?
You can't...
Yeah, I know they're the corporations.
No, they're Real Good Shows mics. I don't own those mics. That's from my other show. You know how my other show is really popular and makes a lot of money?
Yeah.
We use that money to buy those mics. So they were not your mics to sell the corporation's mics to sell.
So you're just the host. So with all due respect, WeEye is the purchasing and he's the money guy and he made the call here, so...
Yeah, but I don't think you're really understanding, like, we don't own the mics.
We
don't. You and I. Podcaps, Incorporate, whatever the hell you think this is.
Yeah.
We don't own the mics.
Yeah.
They're a Real Good Show owns the mics. If you want to get specific, maybe Justin Morissette probably owns the mics.
Yeah, that's my fault. And my bad. I made a mistake then. I apologize. And then, okay, welcome to episode number 15.
Okay, but you're going to get the mics back.
Listen, I apologize.
Because those are not...
What you're doing right now is very fucking rude, because I apologize, and that's all someone can do in a situation like this when they made a mistake, is they apologize.
No, what someone can do is they can get the mics back. That's what someone can do.
Okay, welcome to episode number 15, a very trying week for the White Caps.
So you're going to get the mics back.
Yeah, whatever. If you feel, Mickey, shut up. I'll get the mics back. Okay, so it's tense here in the studios, and also tense...
I'm noticing that the studio is like your house. We have all this money with the corporation. Like, do we not have...
I'm trying to create the illusion.
No, but can we not get a studio is what I'm saying. You keep talking cash flow. We've got this huge corporation.
No, I'm saying we have cash flow issues. That's why we had to sell the microphones. The corporation's not doing well, John. To be honest, it feels sort of similar to the organization, the White Caps organization. It's just kind of crumbling. And so why don't we talk about that?
So there's like sexual assault allegations against Podcaps? Is that what you mean? Like that's the same? Like is WeEye a sexual predator? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I did not mean that. And that's not something to be joked about.
I'm not joking about it.
No, I know you're not. But I'm saying I don't want to say a thing about it because that's a very serious thing involving minors and a sexual assault that happened with the youth team. To cap it off, a first team player, my favorite player.
Yeah, you've been talking.
Sorry,
so
my
much.
Ex-favorite
yeah,
player.
Yeah, your ex-favorite player.
Because I don't condone, well, you know, and I don't, he's not my favorite player anymore. Because
no, I would hope not.
Because he's apparently, there's allegations that he's abused his wife, and that's enough for me to call him not my favorite player anymore.
I mean, yeah, I would hope so, yeah.
You know, I do not need a court ruling, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or right, I don't care. I don't need a court ruling to tell me that he's no longer my favorite player. I'm going to go with back to Montero.
Yeah, okay, that seems good, although maybe not also the best choice, Freddie Montero.
Is he a bad guy?
He also faced similar allegations like 3 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
You didn't know that?
No.
But yeah.
Was he?
They were allegations. No, he wasn't. They were allegations, but he did face them.
This is just nasty. Breck Shea.
My favorite player is Breck Shea. Yeah. He just had a beautiful son yesterday, Zeppelin Brecken Shea.
What a beautiful story. Played terribly.
Played really bad, yeah.
As a result of not being ready for the match.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that always gets me, and you can probably agree with this, you know, you see a lot on Facebook and stuff, like in the Whitecaps Facebook group, you know, there is a lot whenever, and I think I see this a lot whenever these cases come around, and you probably really see them because you always have your alt-right Twitter thing going on. I always get a little bit weirded out when guys are like, well, not proven guilty.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, we haven't. I mean, he's got a court date, like, innocent until proven guilty. Have we all forgotten that?
Because it feels like in a situation, you already know the reason for that is because in a situation like this, I mean, certainly with sexual assault and with, like, domestic violence, it's generally, it's the woman has said this.
Yes.
That's why there's been, you know, most likely, or someone's, you know, and so now it's a situation where if he says he didn't and she says he did, then it's just, who do you believe, court or otherwise? And I believe the woman first.
That's the
victim.
And first. That's what I'm saying. And that's my kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. and the thing that I also say is, like, people are like, oh, well, you know, she could be lying or whatever.
And he could be as well.
And he could be too.
And I choose to believe a victim.
Same.
First.
Same.
For whatever reason, I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
I've never been convicted of sexual assault or accused of it. You never have.
Yes.
I mean, like, normally, there has to be, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
I do feel that way. And I know there has been a lot.
I know
there has been cases.
For sure.
And that's a real negative thing that doesn't help either. The cases where someone wrongfully accuses someone. But yeah, for the most part, like, I feel like, I suppose you don't have to think about it. But if you are, you have to then say, do I believe him or her in that scenario? And I believe, anyways,
I'm going to go with her. Williams, and I think the problem that I have, too, is
Shannon
is that
Williams was, you know, that
a key player. And that's the thing. People are saying, well, innocent until proven guilty, because they don't want him to not be on the team.
I think
that's at least part of the reason.
I don't think he'll play.
I don't think he'll play again.
Or at least not.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be very hard for me to cheer for a team that he is in.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
You also have to think, was there issues like this before? Because it seemed weird to me that the Dynamo just gave him up.
Yeah.
Because he's a very solid MLS level player.
Yeah.
He's not the kind of guy that you would normally...
But you never know. They could have just been trying to change up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, it seemed a little bit like the timing seemed a little weird to me.
But also...
that you'd just give up a good player and then...
Like, maybe they just see that he's maybe have behavioral issues.
Exactly.
Whether they're directly, Yeah, anyway, so a real sad situation
where
a lot of real negative situations surrounding the franchise, and it makes it tough, I suppose, when you're going onto the field, and on top of that, injuries as well.
So many injuries. Which, everyone's hurt.
I mean, Waston going down and Bolaños out until September.
He's could be out for the season.
I don't like to say devastating, but that's very devastating. He was really a key player for us.
Big time key player for us.
And for him to go down in a friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts so much. And Waston's out for a few weeks, 4 weeks.
It wasn't a friendly, was it? I thought it was World Cup qualifier.
Oh, was it?
I think it was World
Cup
qualifier.
Was it a qualifier?
I think it was, yeah.
Huh.
Because Costa Rica's in the hex.
Yeah, but I don't know if there is World Cup. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think it was, because the U.S. played Mexico.
For sure, yeah.
I think it was a World Cup qualifying
Should
game.
We look?
Yeah, sure.
Let's look.
I'll but I know what you're saying. To lose them in a friendly...
That's what I thought it was. And
You could be right. I'm not sure.
I think you're probably right.
But yeah, it's very tough to see them go down. And I read a really good article by Ed Willis, a writer for The Province, and he made a lot of good points about how the Whitecaps have always preached...
That they're
a classy organization. You know, our all, our honor, that's the team motto. They've prided themselves on values from there, because they have academies all over Canada. So it's a really bad look for the franchise, and it's an extremely bad look on the week that they open their brand new state-of-the-art training facility.
I know, it's really seems, yeah. It, so... here we have an important match now with a lot of questions, lineup-wise as well.
With injuries and so arrests.
Nowitzki becomes clearly the right back now, which he didn't play great, and he looked like a rookie. You know, he's definitely has upside, and he can get forward, and he's got pace. He came back and made a really, really good defensive play, actually coming back on the left, I think, in the first half, but showed like his quickness. But he's still a couple of times real out of position. Yeah. And, you know,
there were a few times where Timmy P was covering for him.
And yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think we were actually talking about this, I was talking about this with the other members of the Breakfast Club yesterday at the game. Like, how lucky are we, though, that we drafted Nowitzki, who's, not a bad... I mean, he's a rookie, I agree. Like, he plays at times like a rookie, but we drafted him, I think, 16th overall or something like that. So to get a guy that you can put into your MLS lineup right away, we did that with Tim too. We got Timmy P 13th overall, and both guys MLS regulars in their first year. Nowitzki's now because of Williams, but you know, I think
good drafting for
I think
sure.
he'll you know I think he'll get better but mm-hmm. I do think we are gonna have moments where we're gonna say, oh, okay, he's a rookie. It's a little scary.
I said it a few times in the match.
Just yesterday. Yeah. But is he better than Aird? Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Aird was...
I'm not sure if he's better than Aird.
I don't know. Aird was pretty scary.
Yeah, Aird defensively was not great for sure. But I don't think Nowitzki's great defensively yet either.
Yeah, I think he's got work to do for sure.
But... He's right back. I really believe. Although,
unless we pick someone up, I mean, the transfer window opens in a week. Yeah. So
they could look at
someone who's out of favor with another club, perhaps.
Because I suppose can they terminate his contract, Williams?
And I believe you can in cases of crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually you have clauses in the contract where you can terminate it. Yes.
I hope that's the case. And then it would free money up and allow them to, sign somebody to come in and play right back. Because I think they need that. I don't think...
You don't want Nowitzki for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year, I mean...
And you want a kid to be able to grow. You don't want him to be in these pressure situations every week, you know? We literally have no one else.
Exactly.
We have no one else.
So that's crazy, because the idea that he's going to play every match even is insane.
I think even Jake Nowitzki himself would be like, I don't really want that.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to, you know... learn and get in games where he's really needed and that kind of, you know.
What a loser, Shane and Williams. Anyways, so he's in at right back. When the lineup first came out, you thought, and also other people on Twitter thought, that the way it was lined up, it looked like Tybert was going to play left back.
Yes. Which was a scary proposition.
Which I was saying couldn't be the case. I said adamantly. Yeah. I said there's no way that he wouldn't move two players out of position, because that moves Harvey into the center of the park, which is a huge problem.
Yeah.
That's a huge, bigger problem than Tybert at left back. Arguably.
Oh, yeah.
So I just didn't see that. It wasn't the case. It was...
Thankfully,
AJ Jacobson
moved in. Yeah. And played well
at center back. Yeah. And he's good. He's a good defender. He played last year a couple of times in the center of the park when we needed him to.
We miss Waston, but it's nice to have at least someone that's capable. And then, you know, because you think, like, who are our available options? Jacobson, Cole Seiler.
Yeah.
And so then do you really want Seiler and Nowitzki on the same side of the park?
Yeah, then you have to move Timmy
probably. Yeah. And Timmy doesn't play. He prefers to play the left center back.
We were joking about it at the game. I was saying, like, it'd be funny if Timmy was, like, so dumb, you know? Like, he didn't know. He's one of those real dumb guys. He's like, Timmy's on the left. And they're like, yeah, that's right, Timmy.
You're on the left.
You stay on the left of the center. And he's like, Timmy's on the left. You know? He just says it over and over again.
It's possible.
No, he seems like a good guy. He's a thoughtful, intelligent guy. Well, he's not that. He's pretty smart. He's not dumb.
Timmy's on the left.
Yeah, he's not an idiot. And he's been our best player.
Yeah, he's been an exceptionally good player, yeah.
Although he did a couple of times, I saw a couple of old Timmy, I call it, you know, where he just loses the script for a moment and just for no reason, nobody on him, nowhere anywhere near him, and he just hammers it off the sideline.
Yeah.
Just hammers it off the side. But I'll
think
take that.
Too, it's you, if you're Tim, you know, him and Waston have been arguably the best center back pairing in the league this year.
Yeah.
So you lose your partner. I think you're gonna have, you know,
your slap buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. They like to hit each other.
They
like
smack hard. Each other. They might hate each other.
I don't think.
Who knows?
I mean, maybe.
Like, that might be the reason they do it, is because that's the only opportunity where they always want to fight.
Right, yeah. But then they fight by slapping.
Yeah.
Two huge dudes.
Yeah.
And they just, but they're slap fight.
I mean, that's, Shaq was huge. He didn't know how to fight at all.
Yeah.
So, those big guys.
You never know. I feel like Timmy knows how to fight. Kendall, I don't know.
Oh, I think Kendall more so than Timmy.
Really?
Yeah.
Timmy's really big. You think
Parker would beat up Kendall Austin? That's insane.
Man, I think
Austin would kick the
Timmy's
shit out
a ginger. Yeah. And so he probably was bullied. So Timmy, I think, probably grew up
and he's strong.
He's very strong.
He could be. He almost looks like a wrestler, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't. I just think Waston has the reach, definitely.
Definitely.
And he's bigger. And I think he's stronger, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's one of the strongest guys in the league.
Yeah.
Okay, so Russell Tybert was who he chose to.
Partner Chauncey in the middle.
Yeah, so replaced
Jacobson.
I mean,
essentially.
Yeah.
Jacobson moved to center back, and Tybert moves.
So replace Waston, and then moves Jacobson back. And okay,
I know you don't like Tybert, but I didn't think he had a bad game.
He didn't have a bad game at all. He had one great touch where really good touch. I don't think he surprised himself.
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah,
But yeah, he like took it down like. Because it was a really tough shoulder. One because it was coming from the same side. And then he brought it down and took a touch that brought it into it. And he got it almost a shot on goal. That was one of our only highlights of the first half. One of our half chances that we made in this absolutely boring game.
Yeah, horrible game.
And so Breck, as we mentioned, he comes in for Bolaños.
Yeah.
I thought, we're discussing before, we don't know why. I don't know why Davies, I guess because... Robbo says Breck sent him a message and he thought it was going to be some movie or something. He said, "I'm ready, coach. I just had a baby.
Put me in.
And he thought it was going to be, but it wasn't.
Breck looked tired.
He looked out of sorts.
Yeah. And Robbo said, he's like, Breck told me, because he said the first thing that he asked Breck was, did you get a good night's sleep? And Breck said, yes.
Yeah.
And then Robbo himself was like, so yeah, by a good night's sleep, he probably means like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because his wife was in the hospital.
Like, so I like that Ravo's having labor. A good little laugh. Like, God. Anyways, so to me, it looked out of sorts. He had that one where the ball came over the top. Same side. He took a good touch as well.
Half chance.
And then hit a
volley. That's one of Breck's best skills, I think. He's very good at bringing the ball down out of the air.
Yeah.
And did it in the gold game winner against Colorado. Did it against Tigres. Like, he's very, very good at bringing the ball down.
But his crossing was no good.
Yeah. I don't love him wide.
See his problem, and we got a chance to see it in the second half, because it's right down in our end there. He was coming down the left wing. And he's just really... It's really obvious the way he's going to cross the ball. Very easy to defend, you know? There's no trickery. He's not like...
Right. He's not Teixeira, who's constantly...
But sometimes he can do it, it feels like, you know? Sometimes he can be evasive in a way. I mean, and you need to be able to do that. You can't just kick the ball. You can't just play the ball 2 feet in front of you. And then, I mean, the defender's going to block the cross every single time.
Yeah.
And so he just had no creativity, heavy touches. And it looked poor. And so I was surprised that it took so long for him to come off. I thought he'd come off earlier. I thought a few players had terrible games. Chani had.
Yeah. Chani was a disaster.
I mean, at some
point. He can't pass.
He hasn't played.
He's incapable of making a good pass.
We've tried to give him the benefit of the doubt and said he's been slightly improving. I mean, but the truth is we've always admitted that he's not had a good game.
No.
Like, he's not been one of the better players on
the field. No, never. Not once. Definitely not.
Not once. And yet he's in the lineup every single week. And
basically since we acquired him, he's played every... Yeah. Like, he subbed on, I think, the first game after we acquired him, and then since then he's been starting.
And so
I get it, we've been winning. You know, we've won a lot of games with this 4-1-4-1.
But this game but is... Like, I mean, he got exposed because there was more expected of him in this match. Yeah. You know, he was...
Exactly.
He was expected to move forward and distribute the ball out of the center of the park.
Yeah.
And I mean, those... His a couple pass, of times.
Like, that one play where it was basically a 2-on-1 break, mm-hmm. and he, like, scuffed the ball directly to the defender. Like, it was just... I mean,
he did that a few times.
Oh, his passing just made me want to be ill.
Yeah, it was really...
It was really bad.
But, the problem now, we're so depleted that it's like...
Who else do you play?
Now he becomes, even though he's playing so poorly, still one of your better options, you know? Unless you say, I'm gonna play Davies in the center of the park. We change formations. People are saying too that the Freddie up top on his own is not working.
I agree.
He's stagnant now. It's true. He's on. He needs to be playing as a second striker, or they need to do something. And him and Abini, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
You know, him playing with Abini.
Yeah, because I think Abini is your big, strong target man.
For sure.
And Freddie likes to play a little bit withdrawn.
Yeah.
And I mean, yesterday, Freddie made some great plays. Like, he is so good on the ball.
Most definitely.
He's on an island. And it feels like when he makes a great play, when he wins the ball from defenders and he gets himself some space, there's like no one around.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you feel like he's looking like he wants to see the giant Bernie Abini.
And he gets frustrated.
And he does,
too.
Yeah.
And it's a frustrating game to continue to play.
Yeah.
And continue to try to battle. You see him like and trying to run the ball down.
It's been with every striker.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it with Rivero. We saw it with Darren Maddox. We saw it, you know, it's just like, because they're playing this singular striker role and they're not getting the service. And they're just getting, and I, you know,
yeah, in I think it's time to change up.
In cases of Rivero and Maddox, like, they're not great players anyway. So
Rivero,
like,
though.
Rivero, I think, is, Rivero's, I mean, he's been very good since he's
goals.
Been, yeah, Colo-Colo. But I just think...
Our system's not good for strikers.
It's not good
There's
for
no
strikers.
Doubt about
but
it.
But you think, like, Montero, I mean, he's a guy that's used to great service, and he's just not getting it.
Mm. And when's Jordi Reyna back? Is he...
Who knows? I mean, I heard... Earlier in the week, I heard rumors that this game might be a possibility to see him on the bench. You know, that was going to be him and Abini.
So soon. That would be nice to see him
get back. They said July when he first went out. So we're only a week away or a week and a half away from July at this point. So
because we really do.
But you'd think, you got to think that, because he's a natural number 10. So, you know, you start to think of like, okay, maybe we play him and Davies in the middle, or even then, when Reyna comes back, you can keep Davies on the wing,
mm-hmm.
have another player in the middle like Jacobson when Boston comes back, or Chani.
It gives us options for
sure. Gives us options.
I mean, Bolaños hurts, but if he can kind of try to fill that role a little bit.
Yeah, we just need someone that can get back and link the midfield, the defensive.
Laba had a high rating because he had a lot of touches. A
lot of tackles too, yeah.
But he... didn't play well, I didn't think at all. I mean, he was at fault for the goal.
Yeah.
Gave the ball up. Really cheaply.
Gave the ball up and then didn't get back.
Yeah, and it was just... What he tends to do sometimes is like he thinks he has more time on the ball than he does. And that's what happened. Gave up the ball in the center of the park. That was... We came out in the second half and we were looking a little bit better.
Yeah, first
10 minutes, we were starting to move the ball a little bit. It was still not a great game to watch.
Definitely
but then
not.
That goal kind of changed it.
Well, I just thought it was over.
Yeah.
I had to leave.
Yes, that's when John left.
I had a show. I had a show last night with my other podcast, mm-hmm. which you performed on, but you were later in the show, so you were able to stay for the whole game.
The part that was good.
Yeah, the part that was good. So the game was so
bad. John
watched
all the part that was bad and didn't see any of the good part.
Yeah, it felt like a 1-0 game. Like when it was 0-0, I was like, well, if someone can score, it's a 1-0 game. And so as soon as Dallas scored, especially the way they scored, bad giveaway, Nerwinski looked bad on it.
Jacobson
looked bad. Well, Jacobson got megged. Laba didn't get back in time. You think maybe Ostead has a
because it went through his legs.
It's because I know. I agree.
Can't see the ball.
It's very tough.
But yeah, I know. But it's not right to the corner.
But it's not right to the corner. Yeah. It was like right beside him.
Yeah.
And it's a Rudy who's, you know, you're just anyway.
He's got that hair.
He's got that stupid ass hair, and we should have had him. Like Portland just gave him away, and we somehow were like, no, we're good with Rivero. Fuck it. You know, like that just drove me nuts. Anyway, as soon as he scored, I'm like, okay, well, we lost. Good try, guys. Like, whatever. And I had to leave anyway. It didn't matter. It wasn't like I got mad that he scored and I'm like, okay, I'm out. But yeah, it was a tough one. And then I leave. Haven't even made it to the venue yet. Still in my car.
And to be honest, though, while you're walking out to your car, they had the chances.
Right.
Or no, maybe even you might have even seen them, or no, because
I saw one, I think. Like, I left probably 5 minutes
because after they started to take it to us when they scored, and it started to look like they were going to get another goal, and it was really against the run of play and got a free kick, and brilliant goal right where you stand is where it would have would have been right in front of your face,
pretty much. Yeah.
And
it was the other side of the net where we stand in front of the right side of the net.
But you would have had a great, you would have really,
we had a really good view. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. But you, yeah. So John left, and when I saw the goal, I jumped up and down. I gave high fives to people that were around me and stuff. But then after that, I looked down to see, like, because I can see John's seats.
Yeah, you knew I had to leave.
Yeah.
So you were checking to see if I had left yet.
Yes, I thought, oh, I wonder if he got to see that, and then I saw that you left, and then I chuckled. I said, whoa, that's funny, because I knew how bad the whole game was.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a waste of his time.
It was, yeah, because I could have been at our show helping set up and whatever, like, because the game was so bad.
Before that goal, my brother commented, he said, you know, it's always worth coming to the matches because there's a chance they'll be great. You know, yeah, that's why he says. But he said sometimes, like in games like that, you find yourself, you know, before we got that goal that sort of makes up for all of it.
Yeah.
That you didn't
see. It does, but yeah, that I didn't see. But nothing, so, there was no makeup for me. It was all bad, so
you would know this. So he says that, like, sometimes he would, you know, you get the feeling at the end of the game, like, you know, I had some stuff that I could have been doing.
Yeah, totally.
Other than coming out here and watching a bunch of people kick the ball back and forth across the field. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like soccer is kind of a unique sport in that way. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like I very rarely go to a hockey game and feel like, oh, I wasted my time. You know, hockey is such a fast pace and it's such an exciting sport, you know, mm-hmm. and even baseball, like baseball is just a nice day out, you know,
yes.
So the sun's shining, you have a few drinks, have some good ballpark food. Yeah,
baseball, you like expect.
Yeah, you expect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're ready for it.
Baseball's like meditating, basically. Yeah,
it's a different thing.
Whereas, like, yeah, soccer, there's that kind of yin and yang of, like, sometimes the game is amazing.
It's like the most amazing moments.
Yeah, exactly. Like the last game, they won 3-1 against Atlanta, who are a great team. We got to see some great players on Atlanta's team. Yeah. We saw our team great fight goals. Back some great goals. Waston scores like a wonder goal.
I mean, even in this goal, even in this game, to see, like, you see how horrible it is, and then you see Teixeira score a goal like that.
And then you're like, oh, good.
It's an amazing moment that you're like, oh, that's worth paying for.
Yeah,
that's
what you get,
that type of excitement to see it live. It's very cool. But yeah, I'm a little bit concerned, but I think with these players coming back, with Abini getting fully fit and getting into the mix, and Jordi Reyna coming back, I think that we don't need to our biggest concern maybe might be conceding now.
Yes.
Because I see Nowitzki as an issue, and I mean, in the coming weeks without Waston, it's still, you know, yes, Jacobson is not Waston. He's played well, but he's not Waston.
And that's
two players that are not your
starter. And you have to think that, like, Jacobson's not, every game's not going to be as good as this one.
Yes.
You know, he had a very good game, but it was also a pretty boring game. He wasn't put under pressure.
Harvey had a good game.
Yes.
He made a saving tackle, a huge block.
Huge block,
It played a good game, you know, but he's not great.
Yeah, and it's the same with Jacobson. You know, Waston, you can reasonably expect every game he's going to play well.
Consistently.
Whereas Jacobson, it's not, you know, there's going to be a game where he's going to be at fault.
So there's going to be, in the next few, it's going to be Dice. Yeah, and we don't even have, like, Christian Dean's injured, right?
Yeah.
He would be the guy that would come in.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
he had a couple good games. He had Shocker at Real Salt Lake. But San Jose had a very good game.
Yeah, he's kind of a like for like of Waston. Yes, he's a big, strong, tall guy who sort of fills the role similarly. But yeah, he's injured, of course, like everybody else.
Of course, why wouldn't he be injured? Yeah, well, Dean's been injured since he was born, I think.
I mean, I know, he's just poor guy. You feel bad for him.
Oh, absolutely.
So much potential, and then ends up just injured all the time. Hurtado still injured.
Yeah, bone bruise. I mean, this is a long
time. I don't think they want him on the
team. Yeah, like, is he injured or like...
They don't talk about it ever.
Never, never. We talked about this on the show before, but it is crazy that like every time you read an injury update article, it's like, okay, Reyna's getting close. Abini's getting close. You know, Reyna's been training with the first team, and Abini's been doing full sprints and looks good and whatever.
David Edgar's seen in a walking boot.
like we know for a fact David Edgar's out for the year because
saying all these everyone have to say whatever.
And then Hurtado, they never mention.
It's like they forgot that he's on the team.
Yeah, they have definitely forgot. I think they forgot. Like, maybe every game, he's just like, Robbo's just ghosting him. Like, he's just texting Robbo, and Robbo's
like... Do you
ever
see him? He's not there ever, right?
No, I mean, I think he sits in the... They have, like, a box.
But do you know that?
That he's there? Yeah. No, I don't know for a fact he's there.
He could just be off the team.
It's possible. I don't... I mean, I don't think so, but...
Yeah. Well... I mean, this has been a real tough week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like it can't get any worse, and we still got a draw against a very good team.
Yeah.
So
I mean, did not deserve it.
No,
we got outshot 17-6.
Yeah, we didn't deserve it.
We really didn't. I mean, what's his name? Amoro Diaz should have scored at the end as well.
Yeah.
Just a clear chance, like 15 yards out, just like, and just scuffed it, hit it right into Usted.
Yeah, Usted.
Sorry?
Usted?
Usted, yeah. Easy save. How come they all chant Usted, Usted, Usted then?
Because they're stupid. They're wrong. I also think part of it is just it's a like, Usted, Usted. Like, it's just like a funner thing to chant.
And Usted. I don't know. O and U, very...
I don't know. U sounds a little bit more fun to chant, I think. I mean, we looked at the article where he says himself that it's pronounced Usted.
He said that?
Yeah.
We heard him say it?
Yeah. There's a video where someone's like, how do you pronounce...
They do that for all the players. And one of the commentators, like one of the famous British commentator who does all the...
Martin Tyler?
Yeah. He was talking about how they do this new thing where they have the players say their... how they want it pronounced on a video, and all the commentators, they just watch that so they know. And they were saying how this is a new thing. It was like last year or something, I think. So that, because he was totally pronouncing a name differently. Like a name that for years, I forget what it was, but for years had been pronounced. And then he said, and we know this now because, you know, like, that's what he tells us. And it was like kind of an embarrassing moment. Like, they've been doing it wrong for so many years.
Well, that was like the NHL when Zach Parise, everyone was saying Parise for the first like 8 years of his career.
Yeah, I said
it. Then finally he was just like, it's Parise. And like, but it was like one of those things, like, I guess, like, you know, you don't want to be like like, when are you going to say it? Like a scrum after they're like, hey, Zach, so like, how'd you feel about the game? Well, you know, we tried really hard out there, you know, and it was like, it was a good game. And, and by the way, like, it's Parise, stop, you know, like, when would you ever,
you got to tweet it.
Yeah.
That's why you just got to tweet it.
Just tweet it. And then
hey, you guys have been saying my name wrong.
Yeah.
It's Parise. And then tweet a video of you saying.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Parise. Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited about Bernie Abini. I'm hopeful for him.
Yeah, you said that you thought he looked... I mean, he only had 10 minutes.
No, he didn't. He just looked big and strong. I mean, he didn't really have too many touches on the ball.
Which is what we need, right?
Yeah. But we... I also felt positive about Chani as well, so...
I know. Well, we were really... I mean, I feel like we just wanted him to be good.
But he's not bad.
He's not bad.
That's my point.
He had a year where he got 8 goals.
Yeah.
And 6 assists.
That's what I'm saying. He's a
good... He had nominations for MVP of MLS.
He's a good MLS player.
He's a good player, but
who has not played well at all for us.
He's been bad.
Who do we have next?
That's what I was literally looking up. We play the Loons of Minnesota United.
Oh, okay.
So they've been very up and down, the Loons.
I mean, we lost to them.
No, we haven't played them.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
The Minnesota United.
We haven't played them.
We lost to an expansion team.
No, we didn't. We've only played Atlanta. We played Minnesota in preseason. Maybe that's what you're thinking of?
Oh, no,
I don't. We haven't played them yet this year because we play them at home. So we haven't... At least I'm pretty positive we haven't played them, because I would have remembered.
Yeah, but I thought that who were we really upset about?
DC United. We were really upset because they're horrible.
Wow.
So maybe that's what you're thinking?
So that's a good... No, I'm not. I mean, I'm stoned, so it could be...
Yeah, I mean, just, that's pretty normal for you.
I feel like... I really feel like we... There was a match where we upsettingly lost to a...
Yeah, like maybe you're thinking of DC?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can see all the schedule here. But I'm pretty sure we didn't. We haven't played.
No, we definitely haven't. Yeah, no.
But yeah, so that should be interesting. I mean,
like. Oh, yeah, DC United is the match that I'm thinking.
Yeah, where we lost 1-0 and we had a billion chances and they got a shitty PK.
Yeah, for sure.
And Lamar Nagel finished.
And they're terrible.
And we missed a PK. And they were at the
bottom of
the game.
Bottom of the
table. Teixeira hit the post in the last minute PK.
Yeah, and they're at the bottom of the table
with DC. With like 6 points or something. That was the match. Like half of their points is the one game they beat.
And Minnesota's that's the only team below Minnesota.
I think
or is DC maybe even in the other?
No, they're both in the East. They're both or, yeah, I'm pretty sure Minnesota's in the East. Let me just double check there.
Yeah, because Atlanta is. So I think
Minnesota's West. Yeah,
yeah. Minnesota's sense. Near the bottom of the table. And they went with the no DPs as well. That was also, that's why as well, DC also has
Minnesota's no last in the West with 14 points.
And DC and Minnesota United are the two teams that have no designated players.
Right.
The only two teams in the MLS.
Well, because Minnesota, the reason why I think they did that, or a lot of the reason why, is because they got a franchise because their USL team was the most supported team in the USL. And so that was why they were the ones who were like, look, we've got this amazing team. It's them in Sacramento also has a very well-supported USL team.
Yeah.
So they came to the MLS. So like, hey, we got a really well-supported team. Bring us to the MLS. And then Minnesota felt like it would be dishonorable, I guess, to drop all of those players because they had such a big part in the franchise. And then I think they got to MLS and they're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't like be a USL team that's in the MLS. Like, maybe that's not very good.
But they, I mean,
I think they do have DPs though.
No.
You're sure they have none?
Yeah.
I feel like they have one or two.
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Okay, let me see here.
Because when I was looking up DC United, how DC United had no DPs, there was just all about how them and Minnesota were the only two teams, and Minnesota was a expansion team, so it made sense. But DC, imagine you're a fan of DC, like we were talking about, you'd be so
like
mad.
Yeah, they're a real team in the league. Exactly. They've been in the league since its inception.
Yeah, and they have no designated
And they've
players.
Won the title like three times.
But Minnesota, so that
and but yes, you're right, Minnesota doesn't have any DPs.
Yeah, so I think...
Good coach, though, Adrian Heath.
But they have they're at the bottom of the whole MLS.
They are.
So they have the worst. They're below DC. DC has 15 points. They have 14 points. So I mean, this is a real opportunity. In spite of our injuries, we're at home.
We are at home. No,
away.
It's in Minnesota.
Doesn't even matter. This is a game we should win. Yes. We have to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Honestly,
even with the injuries,
we got to be going in there thinking 3 points.
One thing I will say is that Robbo, when he experiments with formations, for some reason he tends to do it away.
Yeah.
So maybe we see a Beanie Montero.
But he tends to defensive.
True.
Yeah, he tends to...
He'll do like a 5-3-2.
Yeah, he might go with wingbacks.
Yeah, because Nerwinski is better as a wingback probably, and you can play...
But then who do you have? Then you have Seiler and in the center with Jacobson, and I guess you just don't have enough players
you just don't
to
have
play.
Unless you put Harvey as your like left center
and then
back,
left wide
and then
back.
Have Tyburn as like your...
Which is kind of what you thought maybe
your
was going to happen.
Your left wing back. Yeah, I think Tybert could play wing back, probably.
Yeah.
He's not a bad crosser.
It just seems like it's so many players out of position.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyways, it'll be interesting. It'll be
nice.
At least we have the worst team in the league. That's, you know what
it's
I mean?
Not,
that's,
yeah, exactly.
It's nice that we're going
And then
up.
We follow that
Although
up
we
with
do
New
tend
York City
to,
FC, who
we
are
at
the
home,
best,
yeah.
the best team in the league.
And we also...
I won't be there for that game. I'm bummed about it.
Yeah, that is David Villa.
I know. He might not play, though.
You don't think so?
He has played on the turf before.
Definitely. And I would, he's fun to watch for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, we tend to play kind of poorly against like
we do. We play poorly against, actually, sorry, we play Chicago. We play Minnesota, then Chicago,
then
New York.
And that's in,
July,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
So it's I mean, Chicago's been very good since they got Schweinsteiger.
Yeah. Oh, so. Bastian, but that's in Chicago.
In Chicago,
he doesn't come here at all, right?
No. No,
I wonder
they
if he
don't
would
come
play.
Here this year, but
probably not.
He seems like the type of guy that probably wouldn't.
Yeah, that would be nice for me to watch him because being a, you know, even though he wasn't really a United player,
no, he didn't play that much.
Played
he was
League
pretty
Cup
out of
for 10 minutes.
He was pretty out of favor.
as out of favor as one can be. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Well, that was episode 15. We'll get the mics back for the next one.
That would be great because, again, I just want you to be very clear that you do not own those mics.
Yes. I definitely don't own them now, I'll tell you that.
It was not within your right to sell them.
I'll tell you that. I definitely don't own them now.
Yeah, no, you were very clear about that at the beginning of the show.
I sold them to another person.
Yeah, you said, I got that far.
But I do have some money for you for it.
Just give me back the mics.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much, guys.